One of my favorite times of the year used to be when I went into the mall, into the Franklin Covey store, and I bought my brand new planner pages for the new year. I walked out of the store with 365 pages, bonus page on the leap year, full of nothing. Went back to the office, opened them up. They still had that new year smell on them. Pulled out my gel ink pen and started to write down the dates on the calendar of everything that was going to happen. Our church planning team had already met. The district teams had already met. General conference teams had already met. Coaches had already met. Everybody had met to plan the new year. And so I took their calendar, started to plot them on mine, and I realized something. An empty calendar can fill up faster than you can say, "Where did all my Saturdays go?" The lovely Andrea and I came to a revelation. Unless we block out days for our family, we will not have days for our family. And that led us to this little tradition we call family days. And I want to share more about that with you right after this. Hey, you're listening to LJ Harry, and you're listening to Family Days on Simplify. We're a few years past those Franklin Covey days. I miss those days. I miss pen and paper. But the lovely and I were working to tiptoe the tightrope of work and family. And we gathered around our dining room table in search of a Saturday to take our girls somewhere special. But there were precious few to be found. Most of them had already been filled in. And that's when we decided to reserve specific weekend days as family days. If anyone invited us to do something on those family days, we would apologize because that day had already been scheduled. We would treat those days, guard those days, defend those days as if we were already committed to preach somewhere or travel somewhere, that they would be as set in stone as any of those other events. And of course, we were still involved in church work days and prayer breakfasts and district services and socials, but we were going to protect family days to make sure we were spending plenty of time with the girls. And it was a great idea on paper. But about 90 days into the year, about the time many resolutions go on to be with the Lord, this one also passed on, breathed its last, crossed over the Jordan, went to the sunny banks of sweet deliverance. And those weekend days that we had planned for the family slinked back into the shadows of fair game for anything. Can somebody come over to the church and help me sort wrenches? Those family days were gone. But something happened that jerked me back full circle to this family day resolution. I was walking out the door when my 5-year-old Rayleigh asked, "Daddy, why don't you spend time with us anymore?" Ouch. Her tearful question torpedoed me. I had spent the lion's share of my free time solo in the air or on the road, and Rayleigh just wanted to know why I was spending so much time with everyone else and so little time with her. It was time to repent and break out the red pen again. Around the last part of that year, after all the national and district and sectional and church events crammed the calendar, I scanned each month for precious white space, and I found at least one Friday or Saturday each month not already taken, and I wrote over those weekend days in bold red ink, Family Day. And then, of course, I put them in Outlook. Now, by the grace of God, I will stand guard over those days to make sure I spend more time at home and less time away in 2021. Even if the calendar is busier than a bike shop on the Tour de France, we will have those family days to look forward to. And I don't pretend to get it right. I don't pretend to know how to walk the tightrope of balancing work and ministry and family. I've read the books, I've read the blogs, I've watched videos, I've made resolutions, I've heard messages, I've preached messages. But after each book and blog and video and resolution and message, I still found myself telling my sweethearts, I'm sorry, I will spend more time at home. Thankfully, kids have a pretty wide net with a short memory that lies right beneath that tightrope. But if you're having some of the same trouble balancing ministry and career and hobbies and family like I was, welcome to the tightrope. And be very careful, one at a time, please. But to help you keep your balance, why don't you reserve family days and then protect them? Life will get busier than 2020. Be careful not to do everything everywhere in 2021, since you only got to go to the mailbox in 2020. There is the fear to overreact in this year because we had so little going on last year. But please remember, your family needs you. You need your family. And a family day every month may be one of the best ways to stay on the tightrope and stay near and dear to those nearest and dearest to you. Okay, this is a tough one, so we are going to need the help of God. Join me in praying right now that the Lord will help you. Even if you don't have any children at home, but you do have family, make those family days a time when you will call or text or Zoom or Google Hangouts or FaceTime or spend some time with that family who's close to you, even if it's just a phone call, that you'll spend some time with them on these family days. Lord Jesus, I thank you for the people you've given me. God, you have been so good, abundantly blessed me with a wonderful wife, two wonderful daughters. God, I thank you for all the goodness you've shown to me. I pray help me to make them a priority. I pray my relationship with you would come first, and then help me to minister to my family, even if by just spending time with them. I pray for all those who are listening to this episode that you would help us with this balance, help us to love our families, to protect them, to spend time with them, to minister to them, as well as minister to others. Help us to get this in right balance and right perspective. And God, when we fall, when we mess up, give us the humility, I pray, to apologize and ask our families for forgiveness and by your grace and discipline to do better. I love you, Lord. Thank you for helping us in this area. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, thanks for tuning in to Simplify. Hope this episode has been a help to you and will help you with this balance betwixt family and career and ministry and hobbies and all those things that cram the calendar. I know this way is not the only way. Certainly other tools in the toolbox. I'd like to hear from you. Share with me your ideas on how you help make that balance and walk that tightrope. I may share some of those ideas with our listeners on one of our upcoming episodes. You can do that at social media. Facebook is lj.harry. Twitter, Parler, Instagram are all LJ and Andrea, LJANDANDREA. I look forward to hearing from you on how you make your family a priority in 2021. Speaking of priority, hey, pick up a devotional. If you're looking for a good devotional, you know, I think I've got one for you. It's called Simplify. Ha, that sounds familiar, doesn't it? And it is what launched this podcast about 2 years ago now. It is a 52-week devotional. You go through it, of course, week by week to add to your already daily devotional. And it's a tool to help you draw a little bit closer to Jesus. You can pick it up at PentecostalPublishing.com. It's available in print or ebook, or you can get it on Amazon for Kindle. And I hope it will be a help and blessing to you in your walk with God. I have been studying recently the book of Revelation, teaching it on Wednesday nights at our church. And it has really given me this appreciation and excitement for the soon coming of the Lord. And so next week, I want to share with you a devotion called Here Comes the Bride, Groom. It's all about the coming of the Lord, and I'm looking forward to sharing that with you next week. And always look forward to walking closer with our Jesus as we walk through Simplify.